Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Okay, what's with the 90s? Is it a thing now? Are the 90s back? It's recent enough that we don't yet know how to abbreviate it, how to symbolize it. Is it what was there? Like grunge and flannel and ecstasy and glow sticks, drum and bass, rock set, gangsta rap? Or is it what wasn't there anymore, like the Berlin Wall and the Soviet Union? Or is it what hasn't happened yet, like 9/11, cell phones, texting, Facebook, Google? I don't know. I guess it is possible to be nostalgic for the 90s. This week, I'm looking at two indie movies, both dramatic comedies that played at Sundance this year. There's a Manhattan family living in the 90s and a 25-year-old guy who is stuck in the 90s.
There's magic and wonders and mysteries in store. A hero whose mission is to learn and explore. He's daring and caring and knows so much more. It's Brigsby Bear.
Brigsby Bear, directed by Dave McCreary. Okay, it's present-day America right now. James, played by Kyle Mooney, is 25 years old but still lives with his dad, played by Mark Hamill, and his mom. He was homeschooled and has never left the house, which is an underground bunker, because poison gas has flooded the planet. At least that's what his parents tell him. His only contact with the outside world is a TV show called Brigsby Bear, a low-budget educational kids TV show. The highlight of his week is when his dad, wearing a gas mask, of course, comes home with the latest episode of Brigsby Bear recorded on VHS. So his life never changes until the day when there's a police raid on their home. They arrest his parents and interrogate him. Turns out everything James thought he knew was wrong. His parents, actually, they're kidnappers who snatched him from his real parents when he was an infant and raised him as their own. Poison gas? No, they made that up to keep him from running away. But the biggest shock of all was his hero and best friend, Brigsby Bear, the foundation of his entire life, his entire universe. Turns out no one else has ever heard of him. How is that possible? Okay, so James is reunited with his birth parents and a 16-year-old sister he didn't know existed named Aubrey, played by Ryan Simpkins. But he sticks out like a sore thumb. His clothes and bad haircut are stuck in the 90s. He talks weird. The only thing he knows is Brigsby Bear. He's absolutely oblivious to sex, drugs, and rock and roll. He's the ultimate fish out of water. So he learns about a few things at his first party from his new best friend, a teenager named Spencer, played by Jorge Lenderborg Jr., and his first potential girlfriend. He's a bit of a celebrity there as the kidnapped guy, so people like to stare at him and gawk. Okay, so James' therapist, played by Claire Danes, wants him to forget about Brigsby Bear and enter the real world. But that would leave him rudderless with nothing familiar to him until Detective Vogel, played by Greg Kinnear, tells him a secret. He knows where Brigsby Bear is, including the costumes and the prop, the whole thing. So will James and his friends be able to recreate the TV show so he can achieve closure? Or will the parents and his therapist gang up to destroy his world of Brigsby-ness for his own good? Okay, so Brigsby Bear is a cute, gentle comedy drama. There's no real villain. It's just James trying to adjust to reality. It relies a lot, unfortunately, on Saturday Night Live style humor. So grown-ups acting like kids, socially inept people, out of fashion, people who look like us but talk weird. The thing is, James is the sympathetic main character, but he's also the butt of all the jokes. So it's sort of a weird conflict there. Movie isn't that funny, but I liked it anyway. It's entertaining and watchable. Landline, directed by Gillian Robespierre. Okay, it's summertime in the 1990s, and the Jacobs family is returning from their cottage to Manhattan. Allie, played by Abby Quinn, is the foul-mouthed teenage sister. She's a rebel, into raves, recreational drugs, and she hopes sex at some point with her current non-boyfriend, Jed. Dana, played by Jenny Slate, works at Paper Magazine, and she's engaged to her affable fiancé, Ben, played by Jade Duplass. Then there's Dad and Mom, played by John Turturro and Edie Falco. Dad's an advertising copywriter, but he really wants to be a writer, a playwright. And Mom is involved in municipal politics. Her main inspiration seemed to be Hillary Clinton for the pantsuits and Jennifer Aniston for the hairstyles. So they're a happy family, though they may never stop fighting with each other. But everything changes, everything goes wrong when Allie picks up a random floppy disk and puts it into her dad's ugly gray computer. She discovers a file there filled with erotic poetry he wrote, not for her mom, but for someone named C. Is her father having an affair? Dana, meanwhile, is in a comfortable relationship with her fiancé that involves kinky sex in the shower or just watching movies on TV. But at a party, she runs into Nate, an old flame from college, played by Finn Wittrock. He's clearly interested in her, despite her engagement ring. Which way will Dana go? And when Dana runs into Allie in an unexpected encounter, the two sisters are forced to come clean, talk to each other, and work out their family's growing problems. Okay, Landline is a good, funny, and sometimes moving look back at family life in New York City in the 1990s. Characters are not caricatures. They're quirky and realistic, and the acting is all around uniformly spot on. Just great. The 90s part of it is more of a gimmick, I think. The soundtrack isn't actually 90s tunes. It's mainly from the 70s and 80s. What's with the trench coats? Like, is that a 90s thing? I guess so. Correct me if I'm wrong. Also, in this movie, the New York skyline seems to be already missing the Twin Towers. Oops. But other details, lots of stuff like checking voicemail on a payphone, lots of things like that are very realistic. Who knows? Maybe the 90s were kind of cool after all. This is a good movie. Brigsby Bear and Landline both open today in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.